The Word of God, Thursday of the 12th week of Ordinary Time. The Gospel is Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 29. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not drive out demons in your name? Did we not do mighty deeds in your name?' Then I will declare to them solemnly, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers.'" Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse. It had been set on solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined. When Jesus finished these words, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as their scribes. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, the crowds were astonished. Are you? We all should be. Those people for over a millennia had been upholding the law of Moses as the supreme authority of the way, the teaching of God of how to be a righteous man. Now Jesus elevates himself above Moses and makes himself the final judge and makes his own words the measure of conduct for all. Look at this. He says, "Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord.'" Jesus is saying he's going to be the judge in the final judgment. And everyone is going to come to him and render account. Can you imagine those people hearing this for the first time? Sadly, we perhaps have heard it so many times that we are not as impressed as we should be. And we sort of take things kind of relative. How many today say, "Well, you know, there are many religions and there are many ways and I interpret this way and that way." Well, it could be that a person is wrapped in religiosity and believes himself to be a very good Catholic and say, "Lord, Lord," and even do miracles and drive demons in the name of Jesus. And the Lord will say in the final judgment, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoer." These are very sobering words. It's not for us to be afraid. We need to have confidence and trust in God, but we have to be honest and we have to be transparent. Am I really allowing the Lord to touch the depth of my sin, my wound? And this is why accompaniment in community is so valuable. How many people can be doing very well, apparently, but when the wound is touched, they can't accept it, and it becomes the end of the path for them. My dear brothers and sisters, this is real. We are afraid of digging deep, of going to the wound, of self-knowledge. We can go to Mass and say, let us acknowledge our sins. And it's kind of a piety prayer. But do we really beg the Lord, reveal to me the truth? And it's very difficult, very painful. But the Lord loves us so much that if we allow Him, He will show us. And we should not be afraid, because He wants to forgive us. The Lord then says, everyone who listens to these words of mine and act on them will be like a wise man who builds on rock. Because we can build a beautiful facade and be very acceptable to everybody and be people pleasers and go along life looking like I'm pretty proper, but the Lord knows the truth of our hearts. So who are we fooling? When Jesus explained this to the people, they indeed were astonished. And I pray today that by the grace of God, we are also moved and sobered up to realize the seriousness of this. Another important point here is, notice that a person can do miracles in the name of Jesus and say, Lord, Lord, and be a false prophet. The Lord has just told us in the previous Gospels that there will be false prophets. There can be a time, like there have been in the past, where someone can do prodigious things that look like actual miracles and be a wonder worker and be a false prophet at the same time. So when the Lord said, by the fruits you shall know them, we cannot limit our discernment only to the wonders that they do. Fruits are much more than that. It's a life that is truly Christ-like. It is the path that is narrow, the embracing of the cross, and living in humility in the path that is Christ. May the Lord bless you.